Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Glory to God. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Fellowship. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree with Prophet Selena Dupree. And welcome to the Eagles of Flight Hour. Amen. Let's begin to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your presence, your honor, even as we honor you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your presence right now, Lord God. Move in a very special way, Lord God. Thank you for your hand and your touch being upon each of us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for moving by your presence and your power tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight hungry for who you are in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, before you with it in the spirit of expectancy. We thank you for us receiving, Lord God, from you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your anointing, your presence, and your power being displayed, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you, Jesus, increase that I decrease now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Son. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you increasing now as I decrease in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you. Increase that I decrease now. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tonight we want to turn to God. To Psalm 63. Amen. And it reads as this: O God, thou art my God. Early would I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh long for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my day, meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Glory to God. I want to read tonight. I'll say that for a little later. But glory to God. We're going to start with Psalm 63 tonight. Amen. But we're going to talk about thirsting for God's presence. Thirsting for God's presence. Glory to God. What is thirsty, I should say, We'll look at thirsty first. What does it mean to be thirsty? Glory to God. To be thirsty means having an uncomfortable feeling because you need something to drink, feeling thirst, needing water, feeling a strong desire or need for something. And that way, if I look at a little more specific, let's look at thirst. It's the same thing as an uncomfortable feeling that is caused by the need of something to drink, a very great need for something to drink. It also means a strong desire for something. A strong desire for something. It's a sensation of dryness in the mouth, throat associated with a desire for liquids. Bodily condition, dehydration, that induces this sensation. A desire or need to drink. All right. Now, we're talking about thirsting for God's presence. And this is a very key thing here. In this time and this hour, so many people are thirsty for a lot of things. Thirsty for man, woman, thirsty for job, thirsty for money, thirsty for, you know, whatever. It's a whole variety of, there's a whole lot of stuff in this world that people are thirsty for. But how many actually are thirsty for God? And most of the times, there probably are, a lot of people are thirsting for God, but they allow substitutes or they look for substitutes to find, try to find fulfillment to satisfy those desires. And really deep down inside, it's a thirst for God that's driving them. It's a thirst for God that binds them. It's a thirst for God that keeps them up. They're desiring the presence of God. They're desiring God. But yet, sometimes we can allow ourselves to allow the substitutes in life to try and quench our thirst. And really, when it's a thirst for God, that will quench it all. Let's go to the scriptures. Starting at verse 1, Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Here, we see here, is a very key thing here. He acknowledges God. He says, you know, you are my God. Then he goes on to say, early will I seek thee. One thing I found out about this Christian walk, the earlier I see God in my day, to be honest, the better off I am. Some people may try to see God in the evening time or at night time when after then going through the full day. But it only seems fitting to me that, and everyone's preference is different, but I found myself more prepared for my day when I seek God early, before I get my day started. Because it's something about starting off in his presence that sets the course for your whole day. Thou, my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. See, it helps when you are thirsty for his presence. When you're thirsty for God. You know, you ever been thirsty? You run, you know, and you're hot, you're heated, and the only thing you're thinking of is some nice cold water, and you get it. I mean, you're drinking it so fast, water's running down the side of your face. You're trying to get it in because you're just that thirsty. That's how we should be when it comes to the Word of God. Well, I mean, to be honest, the more we begin to get into that His presence and the Word, you know, we begin to quench thirst. We don't have to be so thirsty like we're dehydrated trying to drink something all the time. But God wants us to be able to receive his word more than just one time a day, to be honest. Amen. Hold that position. Hold that page. And let's go to Psalm 1. His verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, his joy, his happiness is in the law of the Lord, it's in the word. And his law do he meditate day and night. Now, that's at least twice a day, right there. in the morning and at night when she gets in. And sometimes it works out like this. You start your day off in his presence and you end it in his presence. And that's a good way to give your day what it needs, a good dose of God's presence in your day. Now, and it's even good that even throughout the day, that you spend time in his presence, you begin to read the word of God and quench your thirst in his presence. It's always good to do that as well. So throughout your day, you're not trying to wait. Okay, you do it in the first thing in the morning, and you don't have to starve to the next day, to the next morning again. And, or if you start that morning, you have to wait all day long until you get back home again at night before you go to bed to get his presence again. Well, truly, spend some time. It may not be an hour, 2 hours throughout the day, but you may spend 15, 20-minute increments of spending time with God. Whatever it takes to manage that thirst for God, whatever it takes for you to continue to fulfill it, and whatever it takes for you to understand you come into a greater place and a closer place in God. And that's what he loves. He loves for you to draw close to him so he can draw close to you. And he said, as a result of seeking his word, you know, having to delight the Lord in the Lord, and also delight in his word at least twice a day, verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted. You should be like a tree planted. That means it's going to cause you to be solid. Many times, that's why we have a lot of Christians being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, because they're not planted, they're not settled, they're not plugged in somewhere where they can actually grow. Or some even their commitment level to that place. They might be planted someplace technically, but are they really committed? And if you're not committed, it's going to show. Okay, he said, planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. If we want to be productive for God, if we want to be fruitful good for God, we have to be planted so we can grow and produce. We cannot be all across the place and not planted, but yet, you know, when it comes time to produce fruit, we can't. You have to be in a steady place where you get nourishment. That's why thirsting for God, being in his presence, it helps you. Being also, while you're being plugged somewhere too, you can grow. But it also brings, there's a part that spend time in his presence will bring that, you know, you won't necessarily get to talk to people. There's a certain thirst that's quenched when you find yourself in the presence of God than having a conversation with four or five different people throughout the day. It just can't substitute spending time with God. You might be okay. You might kind of get through some things. But ultimately, your real true growth is going to come from being in the presence of God. He's the nurturer. He's the one who's going to nurture you while you're in his presence. Amen. So he said, his leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he should do shall prosper. See, your leaves are not going to dry up, his leaves also should not prosper, should not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. So as you plant it, God is going to begin to cause you to flourish. You would have the fruit. Also, your leaves are going to be healthy. It's going to show that you have life. And as people become, you know, people can lean on you. There's a tree planted in a yard and it's a strong tree. People can go on that tree. They can climb on that tree. They can sit up under the tree. There's a shadow protection. Not a shadow protection, but there's a shadow there. There's a coolness. It refreshes. You can bring new life to other people by being planted in God. As you're being planted in God, that there's so many different ways you can be a blessing and help people along the way. Some people may stop by a tree and just sit down, never sit down there before, just because the tree looks solid, it's good, there's a good shade there, they can rest and cool off. So you can become a reservoir of life by being planted in the thing, planted in God and operate and do the things of God. Amen. Back to Psalm 63. My flesh longs for thee. See, your flesh, as your flesh begin to cry out, that's a major thing when you talk about your flesh actually crying out or longing for the presence of the Lord in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. For your flesh, usually your flesh is one of the opposite, you will be disobedient. But here is we see where the flesh is longing to be in the presence of God. Where no water is, where there's no life, there's no there's not a flowing of supply of life coming to that place. Okay, to see thy power and thy glory. So I've seen thee in the sanctuary. See the power and the glory. That's a lot. The ability to get the job done and his presence getting it done. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, God is ready to perform his word, even as he's setting us up. You know, I mean, as we look at this here, it says, to see thy power and thy glory. They want to create a habitation for the presence of God. This is why thirsting, as you thirst for God's presence, is going to cause you to begin to seek him. It's going to cause you to begin to prepare a place where he can come in and dwell on you and dwell in you and begin to really minister to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So verse 3 says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. See, what comfort that comes from being in God's presence, the fulfillment, the joy is better than life. And as you see, his lips shall praise thee. Since he's now in a position to really receive from God, even understand what's really going on. Amen. That's why it takes a little time just to understand and see what God is saying in this hour. Man and woman of God, as we continue to seek the presence of the Lord, we're going to find refuge, strength. All this from his, we have to be willing to go there. We have to be willing to seek his face. As we begin to seek his face, we begin to discover him and more of him. And as at the same time, too, discover ourselves. Amen. Okay, so he goes on to say, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Glory to God. Because I live in kindness, is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Amen. So as we continue to see here, because God's loving kindness, no one can love us the way God can. As he's loving on us. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Amen. Truly. Amen. It's better than life. Because, I mean, when we talk about being able to help others, that's really an awesome thing. And he goes on to say, my lips shall praise thee. I'm going to give you glory, God. I'm going to bless your name. Even as I seek your face, God, I'm going to bless your name, Lord God. While I'm in transition, I'm going to bless your name, Lord Jesus. Verse 4 says, thus will I bless thee while I live. Though I will bless thee while I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. The Lord is always waiting to elevate or take us high. He wants to do some new things in our life. But sometimes we have to get to a point to where, glory to God, that we receive in our spirit. Amen. As we continue to pursue on, we begin to see the progression of the walk with God. Even some parts where it seems like, glory to God, as we walk this walk, sometimes it can get so challenging. We got to be able to hold on and hold out. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless thee while I live. and I will lift up my hands in thy name. Excuse me. I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. So we honor God. We bless God. We lift him up because of who he is. Glory to God. He will live. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness. In my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Glory to God. My soul shall be satisfied. My mind, will, and emotions shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Glory to God. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my youth shall praise thee with joyful lips. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. But glory to God. But as you see here, this song talks, you know, it has some areas talking about that worship, praising, magnifying his name. Sometimes it's going to take that releasing and letting go. Yes. So as you see here, my soul shall be satisfied as a marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Amen. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of my wings will I rejoice. Amen. So as we see here, he is thinking about the goodness of the Lord as he's about to go to sleep. He's meditating on this thing, the good news. Then on top of that, he's got a handful of scriptures to go back and read it. My soul follow hard after thee. Amen. We see that happen sometimes. When you follow something hard, follow after something hard, you're in a place where you want that thing just that bad that nothing else will matter. Nothing else will even move you because you want what you want. And you're not going to stop. This, but that's going to be a dangerous thing. You're not going to stop till you get what you want, which is a positive thing. Then sometimes it could be a negative. So we wanted God's presence more and more as we continue to grow in this word, grow in our covenant walk with God. There's something about wanting his presence, having a desire for his presence that sets you apart, that will begin to work for you in a different way. Sometimes you may have your prayer might be tonight, Apostle, you know, I want to have that desire like that. I want to have that burn, that fire to get in his presence like that. What do I need to do? Good question. Glad you asked. What you need to do, begin to open your mouth. Ask the Lord to stir up your passion for him. That even when you get into prayer, you begin to seek his face. And all of a sudden, let God begin to stir up inside of you that new life. That you got to tell somebody, because it's just that real. So as we begin to pursue his presence, we begin to press in. We begin to have a desire before we even move at all. There should be a desire stirring up inside of us. You should have a desire to be in that place with God, a desire to get in his face, his presence in such a way that we're not going to stop until he blesses us. Glory to God. Okay. So he says, When I remember thee on the night watches and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore, In the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. As we begin to see the hand of God in this situation, we begin to see how God is beginning to move. But let me go back to verse 6 for a second. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Sometimes we talk about those night watches, all kinds of stuff that happens sometimes. As guys begin to cause us to get in a place of being in his presence and really allowing us to be charged in his presence, being able to be plugged in and grow, we're going to begin to see some things happen. Hallelujah. As we begin to see things happen, that's going to show us clear indication that God is moving in your life. The enemy is literally upset because you're getting closer with God. And that's what he don't want us to do. He don't want us to get closer, you know, to God on the line. He don't want us to be connected for real. Oh, but yes, when you're connected for real, there's nothing in hell can stop you from going forth and do what you have to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So, as we go forward, verse 7, because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. We want God to help us. We want to be able to go forth and get some things done together. Amen. So as we continue to see the works of the unity, not every family may have the unity piece, but they can. It's a matter of choice. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, verse 8, my soul follow hard after thee, thy right hand upholds me. My soul follow hard after thee. Yes, my mind, my will, my emotions follow hard after God because I just want to be in his presence. And that's when you can actually say, I want to be in his presence. That means your mind is made up about getting into his presence, because in his presence is everything that we need. As we continue to seek his face, as we continue to forget everything else, nothing else matters but just getting into his presence. And sometimes we have to learn how to access his presence away from our closet. Times you might be in a parking lot of the grocery store. You might be in at your job, at your desk. You may need to go in to his presence and cause something first of all, some good in you to happen, but then when it causes some good things to happen, you might need to go in wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. It's no time to look at yourself funny, and there's no time to sit and wrestle the same back and forth. But truly, if you have a desire to get in his presence, oh God, you will find yourself pursuing him. You'll find yourself going hard after God. You'll find yourself spending time in his presence, and you will lose. Matter of fact, you'll get so involved, you'll get so caught up in being in his presence, and his time, you will begin to lose time. Time will begin to go so fast. Because once you lose yourself, you, oh, God, his presence transcends time. When he's drawing you in, he's bringing you to a greater place in him. This is why you have to allow the presence of God to be an operation in your life. My soul follows hard after thee. That right hand upholdeth me. It's something about that right hand. That right hand represents authority, power, connection. He says that right hand, he's going to hold you. He's going to hold you together when you're about to fall apart. He's going to hold you up when you're about to fall down. You're about to let go. Amen. There's something about when he grabs a hold of you with that right hand, he's going to cause you to go up and prosper. Amen. He says, fall hard after thee, thy right hand upholds me. Verse 9, but thus those that seek my faith, my soul, to destroy it, shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Amen. Those who seek my body to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Well, that's hell. You know, those who are after you, those who never promised you without a cause. Amen. As we just see this thing in action, we see some people who act very weird when it comes down to some of this. That's why we need to be honest with ourselves Is there something that we can deal with? Amen. Is there something we want? Because there's something about getting his presence to let you know everything's all right. Amen. And that's when we have to have our mind made up. That no matter what tries to stop us from getting to his presence, we're going to press beyond that thing. We're going to press beyond it. And all it takes is a made up mind. Because the enemy wants to try and confuse you. He don't want you to grow. He don't want you to have a good time. He just wants you to just, you know, fall apart. He wants you, whatever it takes to break you down, that's what he wants to do. Hallelujah. My soul fall hard after thee. Their right hand upholds me. Verse 9. But those that seek my soul to destroy it, but those that seek my soul to destroy it, shall go into the low parts of the earth. Amen. As we see this here, it's a very key thing here, that there's some people who are seeking to destroy you, seeking to destroy your ministry, seeking to destroy whatever it is that you have. They want it just that bad. And they want to take it, they want to throw you from it and take it over. It might be a man. It might be, some people may be a woman. But sometimes we have to, you know, we have to begin to see things for what it is and understand that when you desire and want the presence of God in your life, you begin to acknowledge him or acknowledge people in your life that's very instrumental, helping you get what you need to get to. Of course, the enemy's not going to make it easy. He's going to try and attack you. He's going to try and find every which way he can make a turn to that will cause you not to be successful in God. They're going to seek things, but it's not going to work. But those that seek my life to destroy it shall go into the low parts of the earth. Our God. Amen. So even as I see that, I'm reminded of the fact about Jesus going into heaven preaching to those who were in Abraham's bosom. And then even for him to come back on the earth, amen, that people who were dead walking around. First of all, they couldn't go until Jesus had to go back because he had to be the first partaker of the fruit. He was ready to get out of here. Amen. So even as that's his desire, that their desire to hide the things of God, that's why we have to make sure that our heart is pure for the right cause. Amen. So, all right, as we go further, they shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. Amen. They shall fall by the sword. They shall speak a portion for foxes. So as we continue to see here, amen, the enemy meant for you, meant for harm to you, he's going to have to turn right around. It's going to burn him back. It's going to have him praying. It's going to have him trying to get that thing off. But, amen, things are not going to change until they get right. Sometimes people begin to put themselves in a bad position because they're seeking God the wrong way rather than do it the right way. Amen. So as we continue to move forward, amen, to destroy it, shall go into the low parts of the earth. Amen. But those who seek you, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But those who seek my name to destroy shall go into the low parts of the earth. They shall fall by the swing. They shall be a portion for boxes. It's like it's a never-ending story about how awesome God's love is. He will find you. The only you guys got to do is receive. Amen. As he's building you up, he's making you strong in the spirit. Thirsting for God's presence is going to draw you to a greater place of accountability, a greater place of readiness. Amen. So as we continue to see his face, we can continue to press into his presence. Amen. Verse 11, the king shall rejoice in me, in God. Every branch, everyone that bears, I mean, that sued him, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swear by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Amen. See, that's why there's no need to allow yourself to be on sheep and begin talking and do certain things. Don't worry about it. In due time, God's going to bless you if you faint not. As you continue to go in, as you continue to persevere through things, God is building you up, strengthening you, making you strong. Being connected in this way, God is, he has you in position to be blessed. That's why it takes my faith, you know, because we see things happen, but we have to remember it's not by faith, it's not by sight. It's not based on what you have or what you don't have. It's not based on those vain things, but just how bad do you want yourself? How bad do you want him? How bad do you want God? Glory to God. For the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swear by him shall glory. But the mouth of them, blood of them that speak lies shall be stopped. See, the enemy, he desires to sit through as we. Jesus said he prayed for you that your faith fails not. Amen. There will be challenges in our lives to come to us, but we have to make up in our mind and our heart that we're going to stand, that we're not going to allow the enemy to back us down, we're not going to allow him to shut us up. There's something about being in his presence that makes everything all right. There's something about being in his presence that will cause even the dead to rise. There's something about being in his presence that as he begins to work on this thing, he will begin to see exactly what needs to be done. Thank you, Jesus. So as he continues to go forward, hey, amen, you see, but the king shall rejoice in God, and everyone that swear by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. And we know some enemies will come at us all kinds of different ways and trying to pursue us, trying to make us think that, you know, something's wrong with us or whatever it takes to kind of bring discredit to you. That's why we have to hold strong, hold fast in our integrity for those items. Amen. We have to continue to let the Lord begin to lead us and guide us in all truth, in all understanding. As we continue to seek his face, the thirst of his presence will cause you to go into him like never before. It will cause him to be into you like never before. See, it stems back also to John chapter 15. Let's look at that real quick. Amen. John 15, a few verses here. Yes. Amen. Amen. All right, so as we continue to look at, amen, love. Yes, 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 love, love, love. But anyway, as we see here, as we see how being in his presence will cause you, it will cause you to experience things that a closeness with God that goes beyond even your understanding. Amen. As we see here on chapter 15, all right, every branch, I am the true vine. My father is my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. If you're connected, glory to God, and you know, see when you're not growing, see you're not doing what you got to do. Okay, then it's time to have a conversation. What's going on? Amen. You begin to talk to God, to the person. Amen. Whatever it takes for you to bring some results, your marriage. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he take away. And Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And sometimes we wonder why certain people didn't make it. Some people didn't work, you know, as far as work principles. And so sometimes they're not going to see the results they need to see because they won't trust God enough to do what he got to do. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. Glory to God. Every branch in me that bears fruit, he take away. And every branch that bears fruit, he first, that it may bring forth more fruit. We have to trust God in those things. We have to know that, you know what, God, you're with me, you're with the surgeon, whatever case it be, that at that point in time, amen, everything would be done that needs to be done. Because we trust the Lord that he will lead. He said, lean not to his understanding, but all his ways and knowledge, and he should direct your path. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Yes. He that abides in me, and I in him. Oh, I'm sorry. What's the spot? I'm sorry. Okay. All right. This verse, every branch in me that bear not fruit, he take away. Every branch that bring forth fruit, he purge it that it should bring forth more fruit. Amen. He just wants to acknowledge that, you know, she needs some help too. Sometimes we will find ourselves getting into God's presence, it will begin to change our life. Just by getting into his presence, we begin to stir us up. We begin to raise satisfaction to those hungers and thirsties. It's going to take being connected with God for real in order to bring things to happen in your household, your family. It's going to take pursuing his presence and not giving up in Jesus' name. Glory to God. A couple more verses and we're done. Amen. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He purge it, that it may bring forth, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. I accept it. Abide in the vine. No more can you accept you. Abide in me. Amen. So even with that, give people what they're supposed to have and release it. Amen. And go ahead and start a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. That's like never before. And we thank God for, amen, even as he continues to teach us his ways, which are not our ways. His thoughts, not our thoughts. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing and how he's moving by his spirit. Amen. As we continue to trust God, this is the time and season to seek the Lord more than anything ever before. This is the time to begin to turn your plate down, fast, pray, hallelujah, to have a talk with Jesus. Let him know all your problems. Amen. But at the same time, once you leave it to the altar, let it go. Don't bring it back. And this is when we bring it back, is when all the weight of the world on our shoulders going into another week. Amen. So that's why it's necessary for us to spend time in his presence. It's going to change some things. And some things it's going to get better or worse. So as we continue to seek his presence,
you will begin to see him in a different light. You will begin to see the true essence of his presence in our lives. You begin to see and also quench the thirst
that's on the inside of us. Glory to God. So I encourage you to begin to seek his presence. Begin to turn that plate down. Begin to challenge yourself to get in his presence every day.
Begin to manifest, make up in your mind that you're going to seek his face. Or you're going to be in this place more than ever before. And don't just stay just because, you know, as we say it, but stay to really mean what you say. That's another problem that we have. We talk a lot about everything, and we say things, and, you know, God's like,
I encourage you to continue to stand his presence strong. The number to call to give for anyone online tonight, I do apologize, is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get to the question mark. I do apologize for that. That's our call. But something about being in his presence that makes everything all right. As we continue to pursue his presence, we're going to find ourselves getting more and more hungry and thirsty. We will find out that nothing else matters. Nothing else matters but just being in his presence begins to happen in our lives. Glory to God. We have to trust the Lord.
Amen.
Well, you simply abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Amen. That's real talk. Amen. We can't do it ourselves. God can call you to be a long range. Amen. God wants you to be in his presence. And then also, too, make room to have an intercessor. The Lord of God, that he's beginning to build us up and strengthen us. We have to defeat the two spirits to get plugged in. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We continue to walk in his spirit and his power of spirit. Amen. As we go forth, he says, abide in me and I in you. Remain in me and I remain in you. The plug of me is in us. Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. Abide, live, stay in me. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so once again, accept it, abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide there. Glory to God. As we continue to seek his face shall we see. Thank you, Jesus. Abide in me, and I in you. Branch cannot bear fruit of itself, so you abide in drinking our juice. Thank you, Jesus. So, all right. Once again, the number is 347-945-541. Amen. Once again, this question mark. Amen. Or your prayer request. If anyone has any prayer requests, feel free to ask the question.
Okay. I'm gonna go down a little bit.
All right, let's go down to verse 5, excuse me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abides in me, live in him, persistent, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, can do nothing. Abide, I am the vine, and you are the branches. So without me, without being connected, there's no growth. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same way with much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing.
People have been grateful fruit by being connected with God. It's been connected with them, walk with them, talk with them, live with them, move with them. All in him, you're going to find yourself being more and more versatile in the spirit. You'll find yourself more and more walking ability and presence of power like never before because of what's in him. But to God, you will begin to see this thing like never before. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5. If a man abide not in me and he is cast forth as a branch, he is withered, and fishermen gather, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. It's conditioned up. It's dried up. It's gone.
Amen. Well, we know land is common now in the Word of God. We need that spirit milk of the Word. Not milk, but meat as well as, I call it weight.
because we need to move from being on milk. And so we need to move from being on weight. I mean, move on to weight. Stronger. Amen. As we go harder, go stronger, go higher. We're going to see God move in our life like never before. Glory to God. Amen. And last one. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Thank you, Jesus. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Glory to God. But he also knows if we ask him this, if we ask something, you know, you're afraid of water, and yet you ask him for a yacht or a boat. Come on, that makes sense. Amen. So once again, sometimes we do things and they not make sense, amen. But it's all good. It won't be for us or last time. Amen. So once again, be encouraged. The number to call in, once again, is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get a question. Amen. All right, while we get ready to close out, now feel free to join us to the Women's International Ministry for Tuesdays, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. Join us. You can come speak with us a little bit. And you definitely continue to be supportive, amen, whichever way financially, both ways, whichever, what we think, amen, do what you do, amen. But a little more added responsibility for people who come in, amen, but it's not a whole bunch that's going to hurt, but also because it's about being connected to true bond. When you're connected to a ministry that's going to help you grow, progress, the things of God, help you spiritually grow. This is what God wants. He wants you to grow. This is why he talks about you being connected to the true vine. If you're connected to the vine, you're connected somewhere where you can grow spiritually. And also, you have accountability from a leader. And a pastor, you find yourself growing much more because you're at a greater rate. Because here it is, you're plugged in, you're being accountable, and every time the church door is open, or, for instance, on that light up, and every time the line is on, you're there receiving the word, and we believe in teaching that word. No marrows about nurse, keep it there. I mean, unless they're not even there, plug it in. But for those who plug in, they're getting nourishment, spiritual nourishment, growth is there. Glory to God. It is not about us, it's all about him, all about the kingdom. So I encourage you, if you never won, to seek his face, begin to understand how that you need to grow. And if you're in a position not calling and being privileged, come on the line. That number is 1-843-619-0410. 843-619-0410. And that's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. Sunday Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So once again, that's time for that Bible study on Tuesday night, that Sunday worship experience on Sunday. Amen. So again, look me up, Apostle Marcus Dupree, on Facebook. Amen. And once again, we're going to open the floor for anyone who needs to be saved. Believe that the Lord has touched you tonight. You need to receive the Lord Jesus, the person who's saved. Look at me, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Lord, I acknowledge that Jesus died, I'm a sinner, and that I also acknowledge that Jesus died for me, saved me, that he cleansed me, behold, I receive you, Lord, I receive your love, I receive everything that you have for me to receive. So we need to make reconnect to God again. Lord, forgive me for my sins, forgive me for going astray. Thank you for helping to be reconnected. Thank you again, Lord, for going astray. My Lord, thank you, Lord God, for causing me to stand, causing me to go forward in the things of God. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we want to thank God for each and every one. Join us next week. Amen. Well, yeah, yes. Join us next week. Amen. As we pursue the presence of God, as we continue to go forth in the things of God. Glory to God. Welcome me once again. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you need to find out, and God bless you, Pastor Mark Free. My wife, Pastor Lindy Free, was going to ask tonight. So thank God for you. God bless you. I want to be.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I breathe.